Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello and welcome to the Red Men TV. It is your deadline day transfer window wrap-up show with me, Chris Pajak. Thank you so much for tuning in. So the big news, of course, Liverpool sign Ryan Gravenberch for £34.2 million. He has joined on a five-year contract from Bayern Munich after a year in hell. And he has done his first interview at LiverpoolFC.com. He has met the boss. He's met the boss with his girlfriend. He's chatted to the boss. He's joined up with his Dutch teammates in Virgil van Dijk and Cody Gakpo. He looks happy. He looked a little bit nervous that the deal might not go through because of the Paulinho stuff. And Paulinho, obviously, I'm sure you know this by now, but he was supposed to go to Bayern Munich. He passed his medicals. He's had his photographs taken. And then for some reason, Fulham wouldn't let him go because they couldn't get a replacement in. That then had that knock-on effect that we thought for a minute or two, maybe half an hour, that it would make it difficult for Liverpool to then sign Gravenberch. But then David Lynch came out of nowhere and he was able to tell us that regardless of the Paulinho deal, Ryan Gravenberch would be announced as a Liverpool player, and that happened at 9:50 on Friday, the 1st of September, UK time. He is hungry, he is versatile, he is technical, he is talented, and he is tall. And Ryan Gravenberch is the Swiss Army knife of a player that James Pearce said Liverpool were looking for. So that makes four midfield signings: Wataru Endo, Ryan Gravenberch, Alexis McAllister, and Dominic Szoboszlai, all in one window. We didn't get a centre-back in, but four midfielders in one window is absolutely unprecedented for Liverpool Football Club. We've done it for around about 155, 160 million quid, which is incredible. When you think back to earlier on in the year when we were thinking we were maybe in for Jude Bellingham, and they thought at the time it might be 150, and Liverpool thought, you know what, we're in a position where we need to spend it on more than one player. I'll let you think about whether it was the right move or the wrong move, but I have no doubts in my mind that Gravenberch, McAllister and Szoboszlai are brilliant players and are going to be brilliant for Liverpool. Endo is hopefully going to be a brilliant addition for this season and possibly next, and then we obviously need to sort that six out. Jürgen Klopp has spoken actually about Mohamed Salah, and we've spoken a lot about Mo Salah over the course of the last 24 hours, and that is because, of course, although no bid did materialise after the £150 million offer that we turned down, £100 million up front, £50 million in add-ons from Al Ittihad in Saudi Arabia, one of the PIF clubs, Liverpool refused it. Then we heard there was going to be a £200 million bid. We didn't see it. We saw Mo Salah leaving in his car from training because he literally went home from work. And that was being reported. Sky Sports News were fanning the flames of fears all day with this. Well, they're being encouraged by someone. Is it the owners? Are the owners encouraging them because they want the money? Or is it Salah because he's been offered £1.5 million a week and he wants to go? We don't know what it was, but my word, every 30 minutes they were rolling those lines out and it was pissing me off, and I'm sure it was pissing you off as well. So that was part and parcel of the day. But the latest sort of news is that Jürgen Klopp has been speaking out about it. So Jurgen Klopp has said, I have to deal with facts, and my fact is all good, we are here and everything is fine. Speaking about the current trend of big name players going to Saudi Arabia on big money contract, Klopp said, I'm not 100% sure if we know all of them who got approached, because they, the Saudi Arabians, thought about pretty much everything. That's how it is. I have not a lot to say. We just sit here and do our thing. Nothing has changed. We felt obviously the difference in price, but that's not a Saudi thing. There are other clubs who pay a lot of money. Then all of a sudden it's, wow, that's the new price tag. That's interesting. So there's all kinds here, and I think Jurgen was really alluding to the fact as well that he has been super committed, and from my point of view, I see absolutely nothing to worry about. Mo is super committed, really in training, fully there. In the leadership meetings this week, he is fully in. I have to deal with facts, and fact is, all good, we are here and everything fine. So Jurgen Klopp coming out and saying that encourages me that Mo Salah wants to be a Liverpool player. Mo Salah's head has not been turned too much by the ludicrous amounts of money that the Saudi Arabians are offering him. And it's good that we can maybe put that one to bed, at least for an evening. Obviously, we've got until next Thursday before their window shuts. Another exclusive towards the back end of the transfer window is Bobby Clark committed to the club by signing a new 5-year deal, which is obviously really, really good. Phillips, on the 31st of August, day before the transfer window, Nat Phillips agreed to join Celtic on loan. It's going to be reassessed in the January window. Phillips joined the Scottish Champions to help them meet their centre-back injury crisis. Phillips arrived in Glasgow, met Celtic manager Brendan Rodgers, and he's all sorted there as well. So a little bit of business on the outs there, but mainly the whole day has been talking about Gravenberch, and it's been talking about Mo Salah, and it will continue to talk about Mo Salah, I'm sure. But right now we can go to bed happy that we've done four midfielders in a transfer window, and the rebuild is very much underway. Now it's time to concentrate on Aston Villa at the weekend. That's where our focus is going to be. And I'm looking forward to that game. I'm looking forward to getting it on field. I'm looking forward to hopefully seeing Ryan Gravenberch in a red shirt. I'm sure you are too. Thank you very much for joining me, and I'll see you next time on Bite Size.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.